we were dealing with the Yesod that the word Musar is Yesurim. On the other hand, the word Musar also means criticism. Toichacha. Shema bini Musar avicha doesn't mean that the father is pining in his son. But on the other hand, Vahuchachtiv b'shevet Musar means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish them physically. So the idea of Musar has both themes. And the question in the Pasuk and in the theme of the Vilna Gaon, when he says that the Sefer is a Sefer of Musar, what does he mean? So I wanted to discuss that a little bit more deeply. And in order to do that, we have a Gemara in Maseches Megillah. But before that, on the very top of the page, the pages are not numbered here, but it goes from the top right, then across, and then to the bottom right, and then across. That's how it is. So the first thing that I have there on the right is the Rashi in the Mishlei Gimel Yud Aleph. The Pasuk says, Musa Hashem b'ni al timos, right? Va'al tokoitz b'toy chachtoi. Do not be mayes. What does mayes mean? To have contempt. It means disgusting also, but it means in this case, don't have contempt for Musa, my son. Who's Musa? Musa Hashem. So what is the Musa Hashem? So Rashi says, Beferish, Im yavayu alecha yisurim, yihiyu chavivim alecha. So you see that he means yisurim mamish. And I have two lines later from the Evan Ezra on the same pasuk, and the Evan Ezra says, Musar Hashem, Ashrei Adam Matzah Chochma Ki Bo Yishomer Mechato V'lo Yavohu Olav Yisurim. So what does it mean? So you see that this Musar is not Yisurim, because it says Musar Hashem B'ni Al Timos means, don't be mayes in what Hashem is criticizing you, so that you should never be bought to Yisurim Mamash. L'chayra, that's what the Evan Ezra is saying. So it comes out that according to the Evan Ezra, Musa means Toichacha, like the brachos and klolos that are in Bechokosai and in Parshas Ki Savo. And Rashi learns that Musar Hashem means the punishment that Hashem actually inflicts upon a person to set him straight. So you have this double perspective in the Rashi and the Evan Ezra on this Pasuk in Mishlei Gimel Yud Aleph. So I wanted to bring a Raya Mefureshes to Rashi, because there's a Mechilta to Rabbi Shmuel, it's a big Arichus, but the Mechilta says Beferush that there's an inyan of Yisurim, physical suffering that a person has that is a positive and sets him straight, B'darkei Hashem. And this is very remarkable. Rabbi Akiva Omer, it's a Meridika drasha of Rabbi Akiva. It the pasuk says, Loi sasun iti elei hechesev elei hezov loi sasu lochem, correct? At the end of Parshas Yisro. The pasuk is divided into sections. Loi sasun iti is a section by itself. What does it mean? Pshutai? Don't make chas v'sholim a shituf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with another divine authority. There's no other divine authority. Loi sasun iti. Don't make anyone together with me. But the Rabbi Akiva darshened it along those lines, but not legabe avodah zarah. But even legabe our understanding of Hashem's ways, it's not the same as the ways of the goyim in their understanding of their gods. Lahavdil elef alfei havdolos. Why? In their gods. When things are good, the Pasuk says he'll right away sacrifice to his gods. Shenemar, a pasuk in Yeshayahu, v'hoya kiyur v'iskate v'kilel b'malkoyu b'elei hov. When he gets frustrated and he's suffering, the first thing he curses his king and he curses his gods. So he says, not the way we should behave. Avol atem, im heveisi aleichem es hatoivo tnu hoidah. Heveisi aleichem es hayisurim tnu hoidah. V'chein David oimer kois Yeshuas Esa u'b'shem Hashem Ekra. And the same pasuk has Shem Hashem Ekra Tzara v'yogain emtza u'b'shem Hashem Ekra. So what's the Medrash trying to say? That it's b'shem Hashem Ekra in the same way. So we see normally we would say Tzara v'yogain emtza u'b'shem Hashem Ekra means I cry out to Hashem and plead with Him and beg Him to stop, to let go. But how does the Medrash learn the pasuk? It's a Meir D'Kazach, because we say this pasuk every time in Hallel. So how do we say Kais Yeshua says of Shem Hashem Ekra Givaldik Shem Hashem Ekra to be Moideh Mishabeach, and Sarah V'Yagan Emtza U'V'Shem Hashem Ekra also to be Moideh Mishabeach? Because even though He's bringing upon us the suffering, Rachmanu Litzlan, but nevertheless we have to be Mishabeachim for it, because in the end it's a Toiva. Tnu Hoda, says Rabbi Akiva. V'Chein Iyov Oimer, very famous, Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokoch, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach. I have to tell you something that's not in these notes. There are only two times in the whole Tanakh that it says the phrase Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach. One of them is the pasuk we just saw in Iyov, Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokoch, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach. The other pasuk everybody knows, the beginning of Hallel, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach, Me'atov Yadoy. That's when it's positive. What do you see? Kesheim shemavarchim al atoiva means in the same lashon of the pasuk, Yehi Shem Hashem mevorach, mevorachim al hara, Hashem nosan Hashem lokach, Yehi Shem Hashem mevorach. You see the same phrase. You see that it's parallel. It's shove b'shove in our praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I pointed out once at a levaya, I gave a hesped, and I've heard it repeated by many, many people. Even though it's exactly the same lashon, but only in the pasuk of Toiva does it say Me'ata v'adayla. The Toiva is forever. The Ra is tzeitvaglik. So we behave ourselves. We do tshuva. Abasinishtafelik. And in fact, in the very mice of Iyov, whether hayav alay hayav alay nivra elamashal hu, but what happens at the end? Gets everything back. It's not Me'ata v'adaylam. Hashem nosam, Hashem lokach. Same thing. Person is nifter, but there's tchias hameisim. It's never Hashem lokach Me'ata v'adaylam. But the toiva and the tachlis and the ta'elis of the Eibishter's toiva keeps going and going and going and going. That's Me'ata v'adaylam. Getting now back. So he says two proofs. Bekitzer in the Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmael. How do we know that it's the same hoidah? Number one, from David HaMelech in the Tehillim, Kais Yeshua says of Shem Hashem Ekra, Tzara v'yoganem tzav Shem Hashem Ekra. And number two, from Iyov, that Yimavarech al Midah Hashal Puranus, Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach, in both of them Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach. Ma Ishto Merislo, and his wife told him, are you crazy? Curse Hashem and die. How could you tolerate such suffering? But he answers, you're speaking like a lowlife. How could you speak like that? Hashem gave and Hashem took away. And in either case, I have to be blessing Hashem's name. And then he continues with the whole Arichus. But continue on the next, on the last lines of this, V'od. You see the last three lines of this paragraph. V'od, in the middle of the line. Sheyehei Adam Sameach B'Yisurim Yoser Mehatova. There was a certain Yid, very famous, and I don't know why I forgot his name. Maybe that's a Zuchus. But there was a Yid in Yerushalayim that was one of the famous, famous Gaboi Tzedakah. People used to give him money from all over the world, and it was his responsibility to tell him the geld. And he gave the money with tremendous cheshbonus. He worked on it day and night. And he came once to his Rebbe in Yerushalayim, and he says, Rebbe, ich ken nicht aushalten. Mahalt mir in ein Schalten. They're just cursing me. I come to a family, I give them an envelope, they open up the envelope, they call me back the next day, it's not enough. And why did you give this one? We found out that you gave this one. And I gana zei vaitam, vaitam, vaitam. So the Rebbe says, do you ever get a compliment? So he says, on occasion, he says, ignore them completely. But when you hear the klolos, you should know that is your ticket to Gan Eden. Aber das ist, Sheyehe Adam Sameach B'Yisurim Yoyseh Me'hatayva. Shafilu Adam Oymed B'Toyva Kol Yomav. Even if a person, let's say, has a blessed existence in this world, Aber Einay Nimcha Loy Min Haveiros Sheviyodai. Umi Meichel Loy Haveiros. What cancels the Haveiros? Here the word Meichel means cancel. What cancels the Haveiros? Hevei Oymer Yisur. Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov Omer, next paragraph, Harei Omer. This is the pasuk that we brought earlier from Rashi and Eben Ezra. Musa Hashem b'ni al timos, mipnei ma, ki esher sheyav yashem yoychiyach ucho'oviz ben yirtze. Amrit boyurei, mi goram lebein zeh, leratzei says ho'av, hevi Omer yisurim. So pelet dikazach. He learns a meiridike cheshben. Why does the son love his father so much? His father meaning the Eibishter? Because he got the Yisurim from the Eibishter. Have Yoyim Yisurim. Rav Meir Meviyadatu Im Lubavech Kasha Yasa Yishas Benoi Yilipcha Yadua Maisim Shasisa V'Yisurim Shavesi Alecha Shalom Lufi Maasecha Yivesi Alecha Sa Yisurim. It's a Peledik Eloshen. It means that Be'etzem, any time a person has Yisurim, whatever they are and how severe they are, could have been much worse. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu, in all the Yisurim that he gives out, he mitigates the Yisurim. He limits them. Shaloi Kemidas Hachet. This is very similar to what I told you in one of the earlier shiurim from the Briska Rav about bitachon. A person gets closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Davka from Yisurim. Lamaisa, we don't want Yisurim. I spoke the other time about being boyit by Yisurim. And I mentioned to you what it says in the Halakha Sfarim and what the Navardika used to say, that my father Zalzayin Gesun told me over many times. Because on the way to Yisurim, you begin to deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rabbi Akiva was warning against. Don't be like the Umas HaOilam. You have to be Mevarech as Hashem al HaToiva v'gam al HaRa. You have to give Toida. And if you do, then the Chavivim Alecha Yisurim, because Yisurim have a tremendous role. The Stipler once told somebody, I think he wrote it in a letter, in fact, it's in one of the letters of the Stipler that was published, that if a person knew what goes on in the Olam HaSol Yoinim, that a person is Mekabel Yisurim, the Ava, and says, gives Toida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has no Hasoga how much that is fixing his credits and his Cheshbin Lamala, he would be Mamish delighted, as that's such a lotion, that he has Yisurim. It's an amazing thing.
Can I ask you? A person has real intense physical pain, so their tefillah to Hashem on a certain level will help them, you know, on an emotional level perhaps, a little bit, but it doesn't lessen their physical pain. They still have that pain, so the knowledge that this will help them in Olam Haba, how much can that really help? If they're going through such Yisurim.
That's the point. That's the point that I meant about being Bayit B'Yisurim. You have to be a Baal Madrega to be able to understand and comprehend what it is that's happening, that you should be able to be Soivel it. But if a person is a Baal Madrega, I suspect that's one of the biggest anesthetics in the world. You know that Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, the Gemara tells us, was able to summon Yisurim upon himself. I mentioned it in an earlier shiur. Why did he do that? Because he was choshish that he did something and he needed a kapara. And he was able to stop it at will. An amazing madrega. But why does he want Yisurim? Let him sit and learn, like the Chafetz Chaim says. The Tarot says, if you can be on a Madrega, you could still learn. Yisurim is an unbelievable thing. So this whole Hashkafa is a strange Hashkafa, L'chaira. It's almost, you know, you'd think it's a pessimistic Hashkafa, but it really isn't. The human being on this earth is a Hakdama and a Prozdor for Olam Haba. That's really all it is. And the opportunity to be Zaychet Olam Haba, because we're blind to it, and we never had anybody come back and tell us about it, I mean, there are stories, but I mean to say, on a daily life, we don't have somebody walking back from Olam Haba and saying, Kindalach, you don't even begin to know. If we had somebody like that, the question is whether we would pay any attention or we would change. You know, it's not so poshut. There's a maisa that somebody was learning with the Brisker Rav, and they came to the Gemara that there's a certain town that's literally on the edge of Gehenna, and there's an opening, and you can hear the cries of the people screaming in Gehenna, as they state in the Gemara. So the person said, if only we could live in such a town, we would never do any Averis. And the Brisker Rav was purported to say, for 3 days. For the first 3 days you won't do Averis. And that's how it does. Lamaisa, the human nature is such that Yisurim are very troublesome. But this is a perspective that I'm not giving it because I'm trying to sell this perspective. I'm learning Mishlei with the Bir Agra. Aber es ist wichtig zu wissen that there's such a perspective in Yiddishkeit. It's an incredible thing.
But to get the Yisurim is one thing, but I'm not a psychologist, but to inflict upon yourself, it's like, I cut myself. I like to cut myself.
No. We're not talking about that.
I understand,
that.
But to say...
A normala mensch makes Yisurim upon himself. If you bring Yisurim upon yourself, stam in the Welterein, that's of course crazy. But we're not talking about that. The Sefer Rekeach, for example, when he had all these sikufim, a person realized that he had a chait, and he has to fix the chait. All the svarim subsequently that challenge the Rekeach's perspective are not challenging the Rekeach. No one is challenging the Rekeach directly. What are they saying? They're saying, we can't handle it. And for us, it's going to mess up our lives. It's going to diminish our ability to do mitzvahs. We're not going to be able to learn properly. Our focus and concentration will be destroyed. And mainly, we can't do any of these things. Because in the end, it's Yotzeh Schoro Behefseido. But no one is denying the Rekeach per se. But that's not a situation where you're stam deciding, I want to have Yisurim. You woke up one day in the morning, you want to have Yisurim. There's a cheshbon. That's why it's called Tshuvas HaMishka. But we're not talking about Yisurim that you inflict upon yourself. He didn't inflict anything upon himself. He said, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm ready for the Yisurim. And there they were. It's like if a person said, I want that tomorrow in the mailbox should be $1,000. Now you can't do it and I can't do it. Maybe $500. But we can't do it. But Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon could do it with Yisurim. He could say Yisurim bo'u alai, and they came. And this was all part of an unbelievable cheshbon that he had. We're not shaykh to that bechlal. I'm just trying to show you that in Yiddishkeit, there's a havana of Yisurim which is not pessimistic and not negative in the end. And it's not just helpful when a person has Yisurim, he should be mekabel dem ba'ava. It's a hashkaf asylum. It's important to know. 100%. Nishmatim yodah nafshal seichem. Just a minute. You're going to start with nishmatim yodah nafshal seichem. You have to know a yisoid gadol. Because people use this phrase all the time. Some people say ushmartem, there is no pasuk ushmartem, but that doesn't matter. There are two psukim, and they are used by different makairis, both to the same effect. One of them is v'nishmartem miyod nafshal seichem, and the other one is rakishom elecho ushmor nafshecha miyod. Both of these psukim are used for the same end, but you have to know what it means. The Rambam has two places in the Rambam. It's a little digression, but it's important to know. The Rambam has two places in this Yad HaChazaka. One in Hilchos Deis, and one in Hilchos Reitzeach Ushmiras Nefesh, in Sefer Nezikin, way down. What are those two places? One place speaks about preserving your health, and the other place speaks about protecting yourself from being killed. Shmiras Nefesh in Hilchos Rotzeach quotes the pasuk Hishomer Lecha Ushmor Nafshecha Miyoid. The Rambam in Hilchos Deis, when he talks about you have to go to sleep and you can't debilitate your body and you have to watch what you eat and on and on and on, does not quote the pasuk of Hishomer Lecha or V'Nishmarta Miyoda Nafshecha Zeitam. Why not? Because according to the Rambam, the pasuk of Nishmartem Yod is l'nafsho seichem only. In other words, if you leave a cup of poison on the table, and a person is going to drink the poison and he could die, that's an aveira of an ishmartem yodu nafsho seichem. If a person allows, there are many examples of that. You have little children in the house and you leave all of the things loose, medicines that the person could possibly take them and die. That's the nishmartem yodu nafsho seichem. That comes together with vasisa maikel gagecha belosasim damim beveisecha. In the very same perek, he speaks about how a person, if he fails to do it, is violating both belosasim damim beveisecha and the nishmartem yodu nafsho seichem, because he uses the pasuk yisham lachoshmo nafshecha, but it's the same thing. Why does he not bring this pasuk in Hilchos Deis? Because in Hilchos Deis, it's like the maisa that the Chofetz Chaim once told someone. Somebody came to ask about a shidduch. They say he's very weak. He's sickly. Sickly. You know, S-I-C-K-L-Y. He's sickly. Zok the Chofetz Chaim, he could be sickly for 120 years. And another person could be robust and healthy, and his life is 60 years, Rachmana Litzlav. And probably Kachava, because as a Chofetz Chaim had gezok. But Lamaisa, the Rambam is talking about somebody who's becoming sickly. Or he's becoming debilitated. He's becoming weak. But he's not going to die from this bechlap. Now, obesity, I don't know where that belongs. You know, Bisman has said. We learn that certain things have hidden consequences which we're not aware of right away. And the same thing is true of smoking and other things like that too. That definitely falls under the rubric, I would say, anyhow, of Hisham Lachoshma Nafshacha Miyod. And maybe real obesity certainly as well. But the Rambam is talking about somebody that doesn't take care of himself. So why does the Mechayiv over there, Al Pi Torah, to take care of yourself? Zok the Rambam Beferish. Because you know for a fact that a person who is weak is not properly able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you don't have Kayach and you don't have Gedult, you don't have Mayach, you don't have the Zrizus, there's 100 things that you don't have if you're not well and you're not strong and you're not healthy. But the Rambam does not, in all of that, quote Yisham Lachoshma Nafshacham Yoyt, because that is a pasuk where only Sakonas Moves applies. So, for example, the mother says to him, "Don't go out without a scarf." Besides Kibbut Aveh, what is that? Depends. If it's 25 degrees below zero, it's probably in the Nishmat Emod Nafsho Seichem. If it's 30 degrees, the worst that can happen is he'll catch a cold. Sniffles. Nothing more is going to happen, if that at all. So the most it could be is in the Rambam Hilchos Deis, and so on and so forth. If a person doesn't sleep a lot, depends how much he deprives himself. But you could make a case that the person's not going to be alert during the day. If he gets into a car and drives, it's v'nishmartem yod l'nafsho seichem. If he stays home and he can't learn properly, it's the chesaron of Hilchos Deis, because it says, b'chol drachecha da'ehu, and we're supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of our limbs, and it's a chesaron of v'avadata Hashem Elokecha. So anyhow, getting back now to the so what would happen in the case of Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon? Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, the whole thing was Bederech Neis. So he had such control that when he told these Yisurim to leave him, he was as good as new. In fact, his wife became hysterical. The famous story that his wife became hysterical. "I didn't know you can control this," because she used to buy bandages and bandages, and she would spend her whole day, what do they call that? Swabbing him, whatever the lotion is. She would be putting the bandages on him to absorb the fluids that were oozing out of these sores. And then she discovered that he can control it. So there was a whole tumble, and there was a whole discussion and an argument. And okay. Anyhow, Bekitza, this is the Yesod, and it goes on more and more. It says, for example, where the pasuk begins, "Vehem yirtzu es avonam, v'lo od elo shayisurim martzin or maratzin yoiser min hakorbanos, mipnei ma shehakorbanos b'mamon v'yisurim beguf." If a person brings a carbon, the carbon brings kapara and ritzui lifnei Hashem. It appeases HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivayachol. But Yisurim appease even more, because the Yisurim are a carbon of your own guf. V'cheinu oimer, or ba'ad or, v'chol asher la'ish yitain ba'ad nafshoi. And that the Gemara has a whole discussion, I mean the Medrash has a long discussion here, which I will leave to you so you can consult. Now, there's a Gemara in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Many of you probably know this Gemara. The Gemara tells us a halacha. The halacha says, let me backtrack a second. Everybody knows that when we have the klolos of Parshas B'chukosai, right? And the klolos of Parshas Kisavo, who gets the aliyah? The Baal Kore. Now, if I told you that there was a Kehillah where they bid for that aliyah, and it goes for more money than the psicha of the Aron to Ne'ilah, would you believe me? You would? Well, the Rav gets it, right. But that's because that's part of his job. You have to do the following. Take out the garbage, get this aliyah, you know, and accept the salary that's not a living wage. And that's part of the contract. And that's from the same Kehillah that the board votes, you know, 7-5 to wish him a refuah shleima when he's in the hospital. but this has never happened. Never happened. Why? Clawless? Are you kidding? So what's the makar for this idea? So it's a very, very important Gemara to learn. Not just when you're learning the parashiyos, but just time to know. So the Gemara says in Megillah Lamed Aleph the following. Mafsikin b'klolos or ain mafsikin b'klolos. That's the shaila. Are you allowed to break up the klolos into several aliyas? Yeah? Or do you have to have one aliyah from beginning to end that includes the klolos? So it says, ain mafsikin b'klolos. You're not allowed to break up the klolos. Okay? Why not? Zok de Gemara. B'taniyah is brachos u'klolos v'ain mafsikin b'klolos. Minohani mili. Omar Reb Chiyah Bagamda. Omar my timer. Minohani mili. Omar Reb Chiyah Bagamda. Omar Reb Asi. To Omar Kra, and guess what? It's our pasuk. In Mishle, Musar Hashem b'ni al timos. So Rashi says, Minohani mili da'ain mafsikin b'klolos. Musa Hashem b'ni al timos. What is this? What my inyone zelaza? Where do we see in the pasuk Musa b'ni al timos? Don't have contempt. Don't reject my Musa. Hashem says. Where do we see ain mafsikin b'klolos? Zok Rashi Hezber. He says al timos v'hamafsik bohem mara atzmoi shekosha loy likrois. You hear? Because if a person is mafsik, it sounds like I've had enough. This is not for me. The Pelet de Gazach. So the halacha of Ein Mafsikin is to indicate that you are accepting it and you're not rejecting it because it's overwhelming or it's scary or because you just don't like klolos. Because in the end, Musa Hashem al timas. So let me ask you something. If we have such an attitude, then isn't it also such an attitude if we give it always to the person as a bidyevet? It's also such a chesar. It's a pelet de gazach. But listen, weiter. Rashi says that in the Masechet Sofrim they learn it from the second half of the pasuk. Al tokets b'toychachtoi, al tasek koitzim koitzim, psakim psakim loshen ketzitza. But the reason is the same. Don't chop it up into segments. Now, that's one hesber. Okay? That's Musa b'ni al-Timus. Okay. Yeah. The Gemara continues over there. That's the same point. But so one second, listen to this. There's another pshat though, where it says Nira Agav. But continue. Omar Rav Chiyah Bagamda, we just said. The Omar Kor Musa Hashem B'ni Al Timos. Rish Lakish Omar. Lefi She'ein Oymim Brocha Al HaPur Anas. Rish Lakish has a different explanation entirely. And Vayst Ois that we paskin like Rish Lakish in this Inyan. But let me explain to you, what is Rish Lakish saying? Lefi She'ein Oymim Brocha Al HaPur Anas. We do. Who's making the bracha? What are we talking about? If you're going to have a number of aliyahs, it is inevitable, since you're starting in the middle of the klalus, if you have several aliyahs, right? So you're starting and ending in the middle of the klalus. You don't make a bracha, baruch atah Hashem ha-mevorech, and baruch atah Hashem asher baruch habonu mikol ha-amim, on klalus. Hazeh zok tgish lakish. And the corollary of that is what you just said. That not only do we not have several aliyahs, but in fact, as we do Lamaisa, we do not begin at the beginning of the klolis, but we anticipate it with the brachas a little bit before we begin the klolis. In the same aliyah, we start with bracha, and we end with bracha. So that there's a sandwich, and the bracha that we make, lefaneha and lacharaha, is followed immediately before and immediately after with what? With bracha instead of klolis. So that's a nafkamina also lemaisa between these two shitas. The first shita is only interested that the klolos should be a chativa achas. And he considers it a positive thing, and he says you shouldn't be mayus in it, to chop it up and break it up as if you're not interested in going vaita. The second shita says you have to have brocha, not klolos. So therefore, not only is it one, which the other side is masking to for his reason, but you have to begin and end with brocha. That's the Tosefos of Rish Lakish's Chiddush. So that's what I quote from Tosefos also. This is all part of Tosfos. V'yisayim b'davar acher, v'oz yuchal l'vorech t'chilo v'sof. Davar acher, he means davar toif. You know, there's something that's not part of the clause. So, there are two opinions in the Gemara why we should not break up the clause. Berach Agav, and I have it here in the notes, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe not. No, I don't think so. Interessant. There's a very, very big topic that has nothing to do with Yisurim that comes from this Gemara. That topic asks a fantastic question. Chazal tell us that the laning that we have today, each oila is mevarech lefoneo lacharel, correct? Kayein, Levi, Yisrael, Revi, Chamishi, Shishi, everybody makes a bracha when he gets up and finishes and makes a bracha and then he steps aside and the next one makes the bracha lefoneo lacharel. There was a time in the time of the Mishnah when what? There were seven oilim on Shabbos, but the first oila, the Kayein, made the first bracha, and then they had each oila come up, but the Kayein did not say a bracha lachareha, and the next oila, Levi, Yisrael, Revi, Chamishi, did not make any brachas, they just came and they laned. In those days they laned it themselves, doesn't matter, but no one made a bracha until the last oila, the Shvi'i, he made a bracha at the end, not at the beginning, but at the end. So that the brachas, the Rishon and the Akron, who were oila, they made a one bracha at the beginning, a one bracha at the end, for the entire Kriyas HaTorah. Correct? What do you mean, Ein Mafsikin? The first pshat is not a problem. Why? Because to break it up is a problem if you're mayes in Musar Hashem, whether you make brachas or not. But Rish Lakish, who says that the only reason you're not supposed to break it up is because you're going to end up making brachas on what? On klola. Wait a minute. All you have to do to fix that is have a pasuk before the first oila of Taiv, and a pasuk for the last oila at the end of Taiv, and everyone in between is not making brachas, so why can't you break it up? Meiridika kasha. And this kasha disturbed everybody, especially from the time of the Pnei Yeshua, the Shagas Aryeh, they were more or less contemporaneous, and there's a Chassam Sefer on this, beautiful Chassam Sefer, and Azei Vaita, all the Sfarim. But one of the answers that's given, the answer of the Chassam Sefer, and I think I found it also in the Pnei Yeshua, the Chassam Sefer didn't know apparently that the Pnei Yeshua gave this teretz already, is a very interesting chiddush. that even in the time of the Gemara, Hagam, they didn't make the bracha of Ashabach Arbanu, but everybody who got up said, Baruch Hashem HaMavarach. And everybody answered, Baruch Hashem HaMavarach Olam Vod, and then he read the Torah. Because the pasuk says, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Goydel Elokeinu, and Torah is Shem Hashem, and therefore anyone who was Oyle B'tzibur to Torah, he had to first call them to be Mavarach Shem Hashem. Like Zimun in Birkas HaMazon, the same idea. So therefore, since there's going to be a Baruch Hu, even though there's not a Baruch Hu Lefaneha, that's also Mavarach HaShem Al HaKlola. But what's interesting is, what exactly is this problem? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to be blessed because he's Shari B'tzar. In other words, when we're describing the Klolos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is included in this. Because whenever the Yidin suffer, the Ribbono Shelam suffers. Imoy Anoichi B'tzara. Right? Anoichi Eired Imchem Mitzrayimov, Anoichi Alchem Gamaloi. So therefore, you cannot make a bracha to be Mevorech Es Hashem al HaKlolos. Remarkable thing. So that's L'cha'ayra, the machloikas between them, is, do you look upon these klolos as a positive thing, or do you look upon these klolos as a negative? If you look upon the klolos as musar, that'll prevent you from doing the averas, then it's a positive thing, and it falls under the rubric of musar Hashem b'ni'al timos. And that's the first mandiyama. If on the other hand, when you're reading the klolos, you're describing what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael, because, you know, they're going to be chaytei, then it's imay anaychi b'tzara, and it's viewed as a negative thing. How do we paskin l'maisa, so to speak? So first of all, you see that we begin with a pasuk of toiv, and we end with a pasuk of toiv, which is only necessary according to Rish Lakish. And furthermore, that we give it to the Baal Kairei, and it's also read in a low voice. And the Gemara, remarkably, there's a Medrash and a Chazal that says, in the Gemara also, there are different Lashonis, but more or less, there was a Baal Kairei that read it in a low and a kind of a very hesitant voice. Rashi is a Lashon that he was hesitant, and he was criticized by the Rav, that he said, what are you reading it like that for? B'ni Musa b'ni Altimos. You should read it with a strong voice. I, Lemaisa, the Baal Kairei, does read it in a low voice? Because the answer is the Baal Kairei is looking at it in the same context that he gets the Aliyah, and in the same context that there's a Pasuk Toiv Lefon of Ul'Akrov, in the Shita of Rish Lakish, of Ein Mevarchim Es Hashem Al Hatzora, because it's Ima Yanoichi B'tzera. So it's a remarkable thing. But the two perspectives are both correct. It's just a question of what we're emphasizing when we're laying the parsha. And it might be interesting that maybe we pass in like Rish Lakish, because Bitsibur, it's like a nevuah also. And in other words, we're describing, and the biggest raya is that the Gemara itself is mechalik between, even though we are not, halacha lemaisa. We don't change in the klolos of Devarim, it's the same. But the Gemara has a Deya that says that in the Klolos that are in Bechukosai, we do all of these. Ein mafsikin b'chulu b'chulu. But when it comes to the Klolos of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not from Hashem. So what's the pshat? Musar is Musar. Musar from Moshe Rabbeinu is also Musar. But if it's Ein mevorchen es Hashem al atzora, that's only when it's Imo Anochi B'tzora. Moshe Rabbeinu is Musar. Imo Anochi B'tzora is only when Hashem said it's going to happen. It's a Nevuah. So Memela, that's the two perspectives over there that differentiate between the two. Finally, I wanted to go now to the opposite direction. What's the opposite direction? That when the word Musar is used in the Pasuk of Musa Hashem B'ni Al Timos, you see clearly from the Gemara that it's talking about Klolos. But the Maral Miprag learns that the Pashup Shat, whenever it speaks about Musar and Sefer Mishlei, it doesn't mean suffering, it doesn't mean Yisurim, it means what we call Musar, like in a Musar Shmuz, or a Baal Musar, or the Musar movement, it means Teichacha, to be Mazur or Adam, the Teifa. And it's words, not pain and suffering. Where do we see it in the Maral? So he writes in Ein Sefer Derech Chaim from the Maharal Prague, of course. Bagdama Samachaber Ois Yud. Razal Meforshim Akosu V'Derech Chaim Toichachas Musar. Ki Mipnei Kach Roi Ho'odom El Chaim Kasher Memayit HaChomris Asher Bodovek HaHeder Shehu Amisa U'Lekach Zoich Elechayol Maba. The purpose of all of Musar is to emphasize the spiritual and to reject being absorbed and preoccupied with the foolishness of the body and of the taiva and of all of the chumrius, of all of the physical aspects of life that hold them down. Because the absence of it is what brings you to Olam Haba. Vaim Shat HaKosov, he writes in the third line here in the bottom paragraph, the Derech Chayim Toichachas Musa Amidas Yisurim. He says it befeirish. He says, don't kaich this pasuk that it's talking about Yisurim. Hagam that we have kama v'kama v'koros that do. Big makoros. She'im kein lo ha'ya ha'kosuv kosher klal loimar kiner mitzvah v'toyra or, because there's another pasuk. V'derechayim toichachas musar. So what does it have to do with ner mitzvah v'toyra or? So you see that the toichacha that they're talking about, that's called toichachas musar, is referring to what you get from mitzvahs and Torah. So he writes, ki ein ha-yisurim ala mitzvah v'ha-Torah. Gam lo shayach derech, rak al derech eret shenikra derech. In other words, it's a way of life. You can't call Yisurim a way of life. Yisurim interfere with life, but they're not a way of life. Avodas razal b'vadai k'mo shepirashnu. Ki toichachas musar shekosu b'krahinu divrei musar hamiyasrim etz ha'odom shelo yelech ach, it's divrei musar. That's what he's emphasizing. Musar means words of musar, not physical pain and suffering, not emotional suffering, not any kind of suffering. Musar means criticism, advice to be good. Divrei Musa miyasim es ha'odom shlo yelech ach ha'gufo v'chomro rak yisalik hadvorim asher nimshak v'hem ha'odom ach ha'tayvas gufo v'dover ze heim yisurim l'gufo hei ki ha'odom mitzad gufo v'rodef achareyim. It's an amazing thing. He does a little bit of a trick over here for us. He says, if Musa means yisurim mamish, then I understand why the word Musa is from the word, because Musa is from the word yisurim. There's no question. But if Musa means criticism, how did the word criticism come about from a shoresh, which means suffering? He says very poshut. Because if you pay attention to the Musa, you're going to deny your body. And your body is going to claim that it's suffering. A person has a tremendous taiva. Like the Gemara says, that a person had this idea that he wants to speak to a woman, me'achorei hageder, and she could even be a besula. So the Gemara says that even if he's going to die from it, imagine a person that has a taiva that if he doesn't exercise his taiva, the Gemara has an idea that he'll physically die, but it's Yehari Val Yavra, so you're not allowed to do it. Even though she's not an erva, because the Nais Yisrael should not be Hefka. But Rebbeinu Da'al Makula, who's going to die from such a taiva? The Gemara understood that you could die. You know, there are people that could destroy their lives. I heard a story about somebody, I don't know if it's true, that there's a governor somewhere in the Carolinas, Fosat Gechapta plane disappeared for who knows how long, and he was naif with somebody there in South America, and he comes back, and Shalom Al Yisrael, I didn't do anything wrong. And they want to impeach him. So they impeach him, they say it was a bizayin to him, a bizayin to his family, a bizayin to his position, a bizayin to the state, and the state is a big joke in everybody's mouth. What makes a person destroy his life and destroy his reputation for a taiva, a silly shtus veheva like that? The teretz is it's yisurim. He has yisurim. He can't live without her. So everybody that looks from a distance, I'm a shugin now. But when you're in it, there's no limit. You could turn the world upside down. You could destroy yourself and your family, your reputation and more. You could give up all your money. You could give up your house. You could do who knows what you can do. Force. Abyssal taiva. It's a pellet. If we wouldn't know that such stories occurred, let's say a Baal Musa would get up and make such a story. So they'd say, oh, come on. I know you're trying to make a point, but let's not exaggerate. Abba says, Givenaz Amaisa, it says, Inish Givenaz Amaisa. It's a Nerevayim. Und nicht deine. Und was mit der Präsident? Wo kann sich nicht einhalten? Sag, nein, wir wollen. That is exactly what he's saying. The Maharal Miprag says, Avada, the Lashon of Musar means criticism. But why does it come from a Lashon of Yisurim? I'll tell you why it comes from a Lashon of Yisurim. Because when you are listening to the Musar, you suffer physically. Because your body is being denied this taiva and this taiva and this taiva and this taiva. Ich will dorten leifen, ich will dorten gehen. I want to have this hanoah, I want to eat these foods. And on and on and on.
Don't, you know.
If you mention David HaMelech, I'm not criticizing you. I'm just, it's not that. I'm just saying something else. The minute a person, you know, I'm not such a frumak. Not such a frumak. But I'm telling you, when you mention David HaMelech in any context, what by right we should start to shake and to shiver. And I'll tell you why. Because we live because of David HaMelech. I'm not talking about Melech HaMashiach. I'm talking about Tehillim. We live because of David HaMelech. Our entire lives are sustained by Sefer Tehillim. And the Mechaber Sefer Tehillim is so wichtig that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a special koyach and a special zuchus, Ne'im Zmiros Yisrael. And that did not change from any maisa. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you're not going to build the bayis, he says whatever he says, but he doesn't mention that maisa. The point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a gushpanka on David HaMelech that's so powerful, and we live from that gushpanka, from that seal of approval, Ad Hayoyim, and for all the Doiris, not only we, but all the Goyim of the world. It's Noir Vayim, Tehillim, the Psalms. I mean, you'll hear it in one corner of the earth to the other. And it's good for everything that ails you and everything that's good. It's good for all generations. It's Noir Vayim. You have the same tefillah is valid 2,000 years ago, 1,000 years ago, today, and 10,000 years from now. It's Noir Vayim. So such a thing, you know, we can't mention David HaMelech. Somebody wants to analyze the inyan of David HaMelech, daf narangin in the mikveh, and then you have to...
It's not a matter of...
No, I'm telling you, but that's what it is. There's no... No. No.
What do you mean?
No. David HaMelech is untouchable. And that's part of the Chazal that you're about to mention, culture. Omar David HaMelech Chota Einoi Ela Toya. Does not mean he's making a mistake. I'll tell you what it means. It means he's wandering off and he's on the edge of the cliff. Toya Baderech, like Toya. Toya means he's mistaken. I'm not saying it doesn't mean that. But what I mean is, he is not just mistaken, his whole orientation is a mistake. That's what Toya means. You have to be very, very careful. Toya with a tough and Toya with a test is interchangeable. You have to be very, very careful. David HaMelech, I don't want to go into it. To go into the parasha of David and Bathsheba, we have a very, very big avodah. I'm telling you again, you have to go to the mikveh, you have to fast for 40 days, you have to be with the right Rebbeim, and then maybe you can go into the parasha of David and Bathsheba. And for that matter, the same is true of all of the Gedolim. You have to be very, very careful. Because this is we are standing on those foundations. And you start parking at those foundations, and before you know it, the whole thing caves in. And that's what happened in all the Doris. Whoever started with these in Yonim, I'll give you a very good mashal. The Rambam says in the end of Hilchos Mitzrayim, Tumas Tzaras, speaks about Miriam and that she was Mitzrayas Kashola. And he explains that Miriam's case was so bland, it was so unlikely to have such a consequence. Why? Because she was his sister, she was older, she was entitled to criticize him, she saved his life when he was born. And he goes on and on and on, and they didn't mean it l'ra, and Moshe Rabbeinu anyhow wasn't affected by it because he's anav mikola adam, it didn't affect him at all. And afal pi kein, look what happened. So the Rambam says, you know what Lashon Hara is, he says? He says, you say something, And before you know it, look at the Rambam portion. You end up being a kaifer ba'ikar. Now, where is a lashon hara about some yokel that davens in the shul with me, and I don't care for him too much, and I spread the word that he's a jerk? You should forgive me. Where does that lead to a person being kaifer ba'ikar? I don't see it. But I have the edus of the Rambam who said that's what happens in the end, and it's a remarkable thing. So that's why I'm so anxious. You know, David HaMelech, I don't touch. No. No. You see, there's certain that, you know, something. I'll tell you something else. You know that Chazal, they gave up the Tanakh. Why did they give up the Tanakh? Did you ever see Shiurim from Gedolei Yisrael in Tanakh like you have in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch? Never. All the Gedolim knew Tanakh. They knew it Baal Peh Kemat. Yankov Kamenetsky is not the only one. You know, they knew Tanakh cold. Anybody that learns Kol HaTorah Kula. But we make an Esek out of it? Do we sit and give Shiurim in Tanakh? No, we do not. Do yeshivas emphasize learning Tanakh? No, they don't. In fact, Ad Kedei Kaf, that there used to be the following joke. That in the yeshivas, they don't know a Pasuk unless it's in the Gemara. They don't know Gemara unless it's in the Ketzais. Ayvavay to a person who didn't learn the Ketzais. Because he doesn't know neither the Gemara nor the Pasuk. Now this is a joke. But the point is that there is not a Talmud, except maybe those who learn the Derech Agra, you know, and they know the whole Tanakh by heart. Because they start, you know, that's a different Mahalach. But the average yeshiva bacher, he doesn't know anything in Tanakh. He doesn't even know how to... You take out the Nekudas that they now put in all the Gemaras. They put in the Nekudas. You take out the Nekudas, 90% of the time you can't pronounce the words. How come? What's going on? And we let the goyim take over the whole Tanakh. There are goyim who can cite you chapter and verse and put you under the table. It's the Chal Torah. What's Tutzakta? The Teretz is, Minu b'neichem and ha'yigoyim, according to one pshat. The pshat is Tanakh is a Torah shebichsav that is an open pit waiting for a person to fall in. You have to have the Torah shebaal peh for that. That's the cover. That's the ladder and the cover. It's the cover when you're not supposed to go, and it's the ladder how to get to the bottom of things. Without the Torah shebaal peh, it's not shaykh. And when a person learns with the mefarshim, even the halakha mefarshim of Tanakh, it's not so pashut. Because the words tell you something, and you don't know how to digest it and how to eat it. It's a very, very... So Chazal didn't say, don't learn Tanakh. But you see how Klal Yisrael adab gepaskat. But Ma'isa, we don't learn Tanakh. Is it a good thing? Be'etzem not. But is it the mitzias? Be'etzem yes. Is every mitzias good? I don't know. But the fact that the Klal Yisrael paskened a certain way requires a lot of attention. But let's get now back to this thing. I just want to mention to you the Shloah HaKadosh as well. The Shloah HaKadosh writes, on the Pasuk V'hinei Toiv Mi'oid, says the Medrash Rabbah, you see it, V'chein Metzino B'Shloah HaKadosh. Ba'asarim Amoris Mayim HaChamishi B'Perek Chelek. He quotes here Bracious Rabbah Teshes, because it's not in Chalek, it's in Medrash Rabbah. But he apparently thought it was in Chalek in Sanhedrin. Vehine toiv miyoid, amar avuna zumidas yisurim. Toiv miyoid, atmaha, elo sha'al yodeha boin abriyos l'chayo ilam abo. Vehine shloima amar v'dera chayim toichachas musar. He's going with the shita that Yisurim in the pasuk Musar in the pasuk means Yisurim, and he quotes the same Gemaras and the Gemara Daf Hey in Brachas that we learned. The kulam lo nasan al Yisurim Torah Eretz Yisrael olam haba lo dienu ki be Yisurei haguf goyver hanefesh hu alfar, because Yisurim are not just memarkim avonos of shel adam, they're not just cleaning the slate, they're also transforming the person into an edel person. Balkein bocha Avram bezaroi sheyiplu begolus al avonam kedei shlo yiplu begehenem. There's a medrash that says that Avram asked that they should go into golus to prevent them from going into Gehenna. Kedeisa bebracious rabbah ketayv li Yisrael lan is gufam beyisurim betzaris begoluyos velo yeonesh nafsham beinish hanitzchi. For Iker Shayisurim Mevim Lidei Tshuva. V'aran b'drashoysa b'drusha asiri, he continues, nasan tam l'shvach al zeh. Ki kesha adam b'mei shalva, when a person is at rest and everything is wonderful and everything is peaceful, einoy makir u'boichin advarim al amitosam mipnei hadimyon shenatua ba'adam, because he has his fantasies and he has his divus. Shehu tordo u'mara lo tomid o'olam hazeh v'ta avosav. All a person sees with the eyes of flesh is the world of flesh. Avol kasher tsarlo, but when things go sour, eino yochol lufatoso derech zeh. The heart is not able to confound the person to think that the world is so wonderful and gashmius is so precious. Ulefikach makir ha'emes al burya umavakish Hashem. And he seeks out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not simply he should get rid of his suffering, because the natural instinct of a person is to follow his seichel if the seichel does not have the obstacle of his taiva to get in the way. You know, there's a very Yesoidistik of Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi explains how Moshe Rabbeinu could say Yiras Hashem is such a simple thing, right? Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach. So the Gemara asks, Yiras Shamayim is a simple thing that he says Mo? So the Gemara answers, yeah, for Moshe Rabbeinu it's a simple thing. So the same Ram, the Drosh HaSaran, asks, wait a minute, but Moshe Rabbeinu is not talking to himself. He's talking to people. And the people don't have that level of Moshe Rabbeinu. When you're a Rebbe, you have to be Masbir according to the level of the Talmidim, not according to your level. So what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu said it's nothing? For Moshe it's nothing, doesn't mean that for them it's nothing. Yiras Shamayim for them is a tremendous Avodah. So the Beis HaLevi touches it up differently. He says, somebody's chasing after a woman. His taiva is on fire. And he goes on a bridge. To chase after, he has to cross a bridge. And all of a sudden he discovers that the bridge hasn't been tended to in ages. It's rickety. And every step he takes, it begins to crack. And he realizes that he's on the precipice of doom, and he's about to fall and drown in the river, and that'll be the end of him. All of a sudden, says the Beis HaLevi, the taiva is completely gone. And all there is fear for his life. That's what he said. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you want to know the taich of Yiras Shamayim? If Yiras Shamayim is what it is, you don't need anything else. That's what he means. Milsa Zutra says, because the Pasuk has a whole number of things, L'dafka bay, and to do all the mitzvahs properly, and it's everything. So, who can do so much? Who can deny himself so much? Who can live that kind of elevated life? Zokta Beis HaLevi, all Moshe Rabbeinu started out, Ma Hashem Kiim Liyira. If you can manage that level of Yira, everything else is smooth, because you'll never have any taivas for anything. That concern not to violate the Ratzon HaBorei is worse than a concern not to fall into the river because the bridge is about to collapse. So that's what he says over here. If they take away the taiva, then the natural instinct of the person is to do good and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, and that's what he writes. V'zehu sod yisurim shel ahava. Ki yefsher le'ezet tzaddik she'im ayot she'enenu chotei v'mekayim mitzvos kulam shelo yatridu ma'at taivas ha'olam mizdavik b'vayrei. He says there's no such thing as the perfect tzaddik who does not have a yetzar. In fact, Chazal tells us kol agadol mechaveru yitzro agadol le'menu. Meizeh Hashem Yisbarach maybe lefamim yisurim al tzaddikim afo pishaloi nichshelu ba'aveira. Remember the Chazal that said, the Mefarshim that said there's no such thing as yisurim without aveira? The Ramban says almost explicitly that. The Shlach HaKadosh says, no, there's sometimes Yisurim that are simply enabling a person who is a tzaddik to be able to withstand his taiva a little bit better. Yeah, let me finish the paragraph. That's the Gemara that I'm talking about all the time, where he asked the Yisurim to come, and he told them to go away. Gemara Pei Dalet Amud Beis, on the top of the Amud. Rabbi Elazar b'Shem Kibbul of Yisurim, v'chein Rabbeinu HaKadosh Yisurim G'doylem V'atzumim, Ayin Shom, Nishma Min Olein, Shai Yisurim Eim Toiv La'odom, Al Kain, Kishem Shem Varchim Al HaToiv B'Simcha, B'Tuv Leiv of Merav Koil, Kain Mevarchim Al HaRa B'Simcha, Kilakim Chashova L'Toiv, Av Sheze Ne'alam Mibnei Odom. Even though most people do not have the ability to appreciate it. That the Yisurim are the Tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. V'chein and the Shla HaKadosh, the next piece says exactly the same thing. David HaMelech said to the Eini Ora Chayim, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Chayim Atom Bevakesh Tzapei Li Yisurim. If you really want to know life, it's like, Mi Oyim Shachof Etz Chayim, if you really want life, what do you do? Netzor Lashon Chameira. Here's the Chazal, says, if you really want life, what do you do? Yitzapel liyisurim. Look at that. Shenema v'derech chayim tochachas musar, and it quotes this pasuk. Ubeperik hama debrochos kal v'chom mishen va'ayin shuechad mevorv shalodom yitz lecheres ha'eved yisurim American kolufu shalodom alachas kama v'kama. Paladika Gemara. Gemara says that you see that an eved goes out lecheres b'shen va'ayin. Of course, that's because it's a technicality. It's a protocol. It's a halacha. You have to let him go. You're the boss. You have to let him go. You knocked out his eye. Chavdalid Rosh Eivarim comes along a chazal in the Gemara in Brachos and says, Amek Vir de Kazach. Kal Vachayme, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu inflicts Yisurim on a person, what? That he also goes out Lecheris. What does it mean he goes out Lecheris? It means he's free of the Yetzer that's fettering him and breaking his resolve.